Encore.
Welcome to Encore. I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan, and that's a rather beguiling piece of music to start the program. What is it?
Well, it was the opening movement of Radek Rejsek's Eight Windows of the Loreto Spire. It was a pretty recent composition, and it refers to the exquisite late Baroque bell tower of the Loreto Shrine in Prague.
Which I believe dates back to the 1600s, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's still very much played today, the carillon, that is. In fact, one of the main players is Mr. Rejsek, who plays a short concert almost every week on the bells way up high in the bell tower, and he also performs there on the organ.
Sounds rather like Quasimodo, doesn't it?
Well, he's fortunately nothing like Quasimodo. He's quite a nice fellow.
And I see that in the liner notes he writes, and I quote, "The spire is for me a sanctuary and oasis of peace, where I can escape from the daily rush and from the less pleasant things that the world sometimes brings, the world below. Each of the eight windows overlooks an important place, which I have taken as an extra musical subject for each of my eight miniatures."
And the one we began with today is called The West Window, Chernin Palace. So let's listen now to the fifth piece, which is the Southeast Window, or Petchin. Petchin being the lovely wooded hillside park on the city's left bank.
That was Kateřina Englichová, one of the Czech Republic's best-known harpists, and Jana Neubauerová on the flute, with Radek Rejsek's Petchin from his suite Eight Windows of the Loreto Spire.
Well, let's turn now to another composer whose work was influenced by a bell tower, Bohuslav Martinů, who was born in and grew up in the top of just such a tower in the Moravian village of Polička. His father was a cobbler, but also the fire warden, and so the family lived in a room at the top of the tower in the town. And the room is now a museum, and it's a wonderful place to visit if you're ever in Moravia. And we're going to listen to some pieces which possibly were composed in that tower in Christmas of 1920, when Martinů was finishing up a teaching stint there.
So these are pretty early pieces, and mm-hmm. they're called Butterflies and Birds of Paradise, and not really very typical Martinů.
Well, that's true. There are early works, like you said, and at that time he was consciously copying Claude Debussy, the French composer. Debussy was Martinu's idol, and he made a very successful copy of Debussy's style, and they're very, very lovely pieces and not very well known. So let's listen now to part of the first one, which is called Butterflies in Flowers.
Thank you.
Well, that's really gorgeous, and I hate to end it prematurely, but we have to, unfortunately. The pianist was Paul Kaspar, who was a Czech fellow living in Germany, and this is a new recording, which is the second installment in Mr. Kaspar's planned recordings of the complete piano works of Martinu. This is on the Tudor label, and the disc contains all three books of Martinu's etudes and polkas, and the set of Borova dances, in addition to Butterflies and Birds of Paradise.
And it is a beautiful piece, but it would also be fun to compare it with a work written by Martinu after he'd found his own far more distinctive voice.
Well, the etudes and polkas were written a good 25 years later, and in fact they were written at Cape Cod in the U.S., and they certainly fit the bill as far as his genuine style. They're all wonderful, but let's listen to the etude in F major, which is the third piece in the third book of the etudes and polkas.
Pianist Paul Kaspar with the Etude in F by Bohuslav Martinu. And that really is quite a different style from the impressionistic Butterflies and Flowers that we heard earlier.
It sure is. It's wonderful, I think.
And I'm sorry that we don't have more time today. We would like to hear from you. So if you'd like to get in touch, do contact us, as always, at English Section, Radio Prague, 12099, Prague, the Czech Republic. Or you can send us an email to english@radio.cz. And if you enjoyed this program, you can hear it again on our website. That's at www.radio.cz. And you can also pick up details of the CDs that we've been talking about.
And we'll leave you today with more Martinu, with the seventh and last Borova dance, which is named after a village near to Martinu's native Polička. But for now, for all of us at Encore, I'm Patricia Goodson.
And I'm David Vaughan.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.